Good morning. I'm Peter Inch along with Steve Gilbert. We are the co-hosts of the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. We thank you for listening today. Hope you'll be able to listen every Saturday morning from 9 to 10 as we provide you, our listeners, with some information about your heating, air conditioning, and maybe a little bit about curling. But most important, we'd love to answer your questions, so please send them to inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we'll answer them on the next Saturday show. We are the 2023 Consumer's Choice Award winner in the Heating Air Conditioning Contractor category. And you can come down and see us at the St. Thomas Home Show today, which is Saturday. It runs from 10 till 8 p.m. And on Sunday, it runs from 11 to 5 at the Joe Thornton Arena.
Right.
So drop down and see us. We're on the warm arena.
Yes.
So there's the cold one and the warm one. So if you walk in and you feel cold, don't look for us. If you walk in and you feel warm,
that's the side we're on.
Start looking.
Yeah.
705 people liked us on Facebook.
That's growing.
And this is my first show back probably in a month, I think.
It's been a while, yes.
So it's nice to be back. The Briar was a success, I think, for London. Everybody enjoyed it. The downtown enjoyed it. Mr. Gushu carries on his reign as champion for a second consecutive year.
Yeah, I mean, it was a great game.
And he went down and celebrated it at Joe Cool's. What else does everybody do in London?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. So he was after the game and after doping control. So I have to go through that. And then once they were done that, they headed down to Joe Cool's with the trophy. And
they went to Cool's with the trophy?
Yeah. Picture of it on the bar with them sitting on the bar. And it's kind of a neat picture. Hopefully it goes up at Joe Cool's. But
that's interesting.
Yeah. So there's 40th anniversary and the Briar Trophy and champions.
Was there any security there with the trophy?
Nope.
Wow.
I dropped them off and went back to the bud and kept tearing it out. So I didn't even get to enjoy a drink.
Oh, wow.
But they had a lot of fun down there. We got Hometown Hero nominations still open. So if you know someone who's making a difference in our community by serving others, please call the office or email us at inchbyinch@peterinch.ca, and we'll get them on the list of people that we are looking at.
Right.
So we had a question come in. The power to my house is being turned off.
Okay.
Will I need to relight the pilot light for my furnace or fireplace?
The power is being turned off. Will I need to relight the pilot? That's a darn good question.
So most likely your furnace wouldn't have a pilot unless it's really old.
If it's really old, you need to consider replacing it.
Right. Yes. They need to call us to get you out to give them a price.
Yes. On the fireplace, I don't think so. But the fireplaces have changed. So if it's a newer fireplace, the pilots are designed, if they're not electronic ignition already, which means it's got a sparker on it, like your furnace does, then if it's got a pilot, these new fireplaces, the pilot can only stay lit for 7 days. And then if the fireplace hasn't been turned on, that pilot light's going to turn off. And it's just, it's a fuel savings carbon reduction method. So so in order to keep those pilots active, you have to turn the fireplace on within a 7 day cycle. So if it's an older fireplace, you should be okay. But if it's not, if it's electronic ignition, you don't have to worry about it either, like the furnace, but.
So it all depends on the fireplace.
They would
have to take a look
at it. It really does.
And the furnace, again, if it's a very old furnace, the millivolt system, you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, the pilot's going to be okay.
Now, how efficient are gas fireplaces? Like, what's the average? You know, each one can be different.
Well, it's funny. They have an AFU of a burning efficiency, but they also have something called a thermal efficiency. And so the two different things, the fuel efficiency is just the ability for it to burn natural gas and the what you get out of it. So they're not exceptionally efficient. They're probably around like 60 to 70% efficient because no one, it would be more efficient if it burned with a blue flame, but it burns with a yellow flame. So no one likes a look of a fireplace with a blue flame. So the idea is to mix it with a lot of air, make that flame look yellow, but you're decreasing the efficiency of the fuel. The thermal efficiency is just the ability of the fireplace to heat. So what they do with that is they turn that unit on, they let it heat up, and then they turn the fan system on. So now it has a heating ability, which is better because there's air moving around the firebox. So with that thermal efficiency, they rate the fireplace as probably in the 70 to 80% range. So fan off, not very efficient. Fan on, more efficient.
So this question that came in said, at night we like to turn the furnace down so that it is colder. In the morning we use the upstairs fireplace to start warming.
Not very efficient.
They'd be better to use the furnace.
Yes. Their thought, though, is that they're just heating one room instead of heating the house. But really, they're going to want to heat the house because heating the house is the proper way to go. I mean, you want rooms... Individual rooms don't have insulation in between them. The structure has insulation, so when you're heating the area, you might as well just heat the house. It would be more cost-effective to heat the entire house with the furnace than to use that fireplace to heat the room.
And when the furnace comes on, it's going to heat that room that they just heated up with the fireplace,
anyway,
even though
yes.
The fireplace has it warm. It
yes.
doesn't know that.
It does not.
So it would be cost me more money using the fireplace than if I use the furnace.
Absolutely, yes. I mean, the fireplace is great in the event of an emergency, so the power goes out and you need a unit to provide heat. I mean, the fireplaces are great for that. They're providing an emergency source of heat. They're also nice. They're a decorative. We call them a decorative appliance because you can sit in a room, invite some people over, entertain, and have that fireplace going, and it looks nice, right? You get some heat out of it. Some people like to have a glass of wine and read a book in front of a fireplace, lots of things. But for a main source of heat for heating your home, not very efficient.
Now, we had 400 volunteers working down at the Briar. You were one of them.
I was.
I know this week all the drivers got together and had a little breakfast.
Oh, cool.
On Thursday morning to kind of see each other after they're rested up.
Yeah.
And don't look so tired. But I just want to, on behalf of Peter Inch and Associates, as we were the volunteer sponsor, just to thank all those volunteers again.
Mm-hmm.
We created an ad that was thanking them throughout the Briar, but we want to... Just one more time, do a shout-out to them, because if it wasn't for them, the experience that the players, the fans, other volunteers, Curling Canada have, would never have happened.
Right.
So it was...
It's all about the people who put the event on. And did you get some good reports from the players?
Yes. Yeah, even Benny Hebert, I had reached out and just wished him a happy birthday, and he wrote back and just said how great job everybody had done.
Oh, nice.
So lots of them have taken the time. Mr. Dunstone, after his loss, you think he walked over and thanked me and thanked everybody for what they did. So there was a lot of them that were appreciative. I think Jake Higgs had a pretty special moment.
He did. He had a very special moment.
Yeah.
I really wanted Dunstone to win. Not that Brad's not a great representative for Canada. He really is. I just was kind of pulling for a new face. But, yeah, I thought they played well all week, and I just thought they deserved, to be the Briar champion. But it's all about next representation moving on to the Worlds, because on the world stage we have to make sure that that Canada performs well, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that was my pick, Dunstone and Gushue in the final. So, and I didn't pick a winner at that point, but I just said that was who I figured would make it.
I mean, the fans couldn't ask for a better game.
No, it was really good.
Yeah.
So you're listening to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. When we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752. And always online at peterinch.ca, and we will be right back.
Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented to you by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. Peter has left the building and left me in charge yet again with, I'm here with Vanessa. Hey, Vanessa.
Hello, Inch followers.
Inch followers.
I don't know. What do we call them? Hello, we call Inch them, listeners.
We call them customers.
Hello, fans.
How are you, Vanessa?
I'm really good. How are you?
Good. I mean, it's home show weekend here in St. Thomas, weekend. Ontario.
Right? I'm excited for that. You get to see all the people you haven't seen.
Yep. Get to see us in our funky shirts.
Yeah.
Yep.
And we'll have that curling rink.
Yeah, we have the curling rink. So we have two setups. One is with the St. Thomas Curling Club with the street curling, which is in the front room. What room do they call that?
Oh, gosh. I knew you were going to ask me that.
It's not the Joe Thornton room, is it? It's something simple like that.
Yeah, something like it's that little gym part, anyways, at the front that people always miss. So I'm
just off to the left.
Yeah, I'm gonna go out there and be like, "Come on in here." You
know. And then we also have a booth inside the building on the warm side, so we're really happy about that.
Nice. Yeah,
not the cold side, the warm side.
Good.
When you walk in the building, you understand what we mean when we talk about the warm side and the cold side. Yes. Home show. Briar's finished curling. Peter's back in the building.
Peter's back.
The place is still standing, right?
We didn't get in too much trouble.
No.
We didn't get into too much trouble. That's a good thing.
I was gone. I left for a week.
Yeah.
Made it back. And then the building's still standing. But question, you had a phone call from somebody regarding...
I did. So there is an Peter Inch fan...
Yes.
When Peter's not on the radio, I get a phone call on those Saturdays if we have to play a rerun or, you know, he was missing for a couple of weeks. So I get that phone call from this gentleman and he asks me, where is Peter and is he here? So just so you all know, Peter will not be leaving ever, right? We're going to keep him. Even when he's 70, I think he'll still be here, don't you think?
Where are we going to put him in the building when he's... Listen, when he's 70, I'm 70, and I don't know if I'll be here.
Two of you. I'll just make a coffee corner.
A coffee...
Well, he doesn't drink coffee, but...
Right, yeah, yeah.
Coke corner.
A Coke corner, and yeah. I'll have a coffee.
Yeah, Coca-Cola and coffee.
And what are we there for? Just
you're just going to come in just so that I feel
just,
like...
Just so we can hang out?
Yeah, and then yell at me, and I'm like, Vanessa! I'm across the... room, I don't know. Vanessa, answer the phone.
Okay.
Things like that.
I don't do that.
No, you don't.
Okay. Well, it's not. It's nothing. I mean, that's. It's,
but you, but then you'll laugh.
I will laugh.
Vanessa, answer the phone, and then you'll laugh, and then it'll just be like old times.
Okay. All right. Just like old times. Here we are. Listen, you're aging me right before my eyes, and I don't want to go there yet. Okay. Yeah.
That's like what. 8 years away, nine
yeah,
years away.
Eight's yeah, a long
time.
It's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah, Peter's here for a while.
It'll just good. it'll go no by worries. In the flash of a pan, right?
But it's good. It's good that that you know what, you guys have created such a following. I love it so much. Your personalities. So they want our listeners, our customers want to know what's going on, what's new, and where are the boys?
Where are the boys?
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. Well, we do have a long history, and I mean that's probably apparent when we were on this radio show. But yeah, so if you're missing the kibitzing between Peter and I, you know that will come back eventually.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. For but, now, you get me.
Yep. For now, you get sassy sassy Vanessa.
Sassy. You never know what you're gonna get.
Last week,
remember there was singing, snort laughing, bribes. I don't know what I'm gonna pull out today.
Okay. Well. Thank you, Vanessa, for blessing me with your presence. You know, when you first came in, all of a sudden you started to take over, and I went, time out. Okay.
I want to ask the question.
I'm working with amateurs here. Okay. Anyway, yes, Vanessa, you can ask me a question.
I can?
Yeah.
I can read all the way over there, you know.
Yeah.
So some, you know, what is that website that they have to send questions into? Do you remember?
Yeah.
Well, inch by inch at peterinch.ca.
Yeah, inch by inch at peterinch.ca.
So we have like a few customers that
Just don't be like Peter and ask question after question after question after question.
Oh, you don't want me to keep going?
No.
Give you time to answer. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. We have one customer that called in and asked, my boiler is making a high-pitched noise. Should I be shutting it off until you get here?
Ah, well, that's a good question.
It was humming. Honestly, Steve, I should have brought it. I could hear her through the phone. Actually, she didn't call. This is not a... I'm lying to you, listeners. This was not an email.
This was a phone call. So customer called in and had that question about about boiler having a high pitch. So a high pitch, I mean, it typically that would sound to me, if it's a high pitch sound, it's probably a pump in the boiler system. So all boilers have a circulation pump. It's kind of like the heartbeat of your body. It keeps the water flowing through the system.
Okay.
So they are supposed to be silent and quiet. So if it's a high pitch squeal, there could be something obviously going wrong with the pump, and or it could be, I'll stand corrected, it could also be maybe the exhaust motor of the boiler. So either ones are pretty critical. So if they're making a high pitch scream, you know, if it continues, I would probably turn it off as long as you have a heat source. I mean, if it's minus 20, right, it's difficult. But yeah, you're going to want to, you know, we're going to try to get up there as quickly as we can to get the problem figured out. And probably best just to turn that off just so that stops that squealing, because you could make it worse. But it's probably going to be a replacement of either a pump or a venter motor anyways.
Yeah, phew. I told her to turn it off. That was a good thing to do. And then she's an Inch Plan member, so of course, 24 hours priority service. So we got there quick.
Yes.
So it was good.
And Rob would have gone.
Rob went, our boiler professional, expert.
Specialist.
Our boiler specialist.
Yes.
He's so good.
Or boiler champion, or however you want to say it.
Like champion.
Yeah, right?
Hey, another listener, they asked, can your filter be dirtier one season compared to another? And does this affect the airflow of my furnace? This one, I want to know the answer. This I was going to listen in just to hear.
This is a two-part question.
Oh, I did the thing.
So, what was it? Can a filter be dirtier like, one year over another?
Like, say the spring to the fall, can it be dirtier?
Right. So, I mean, lots goes on in a house. Sometimes the kids come home.
Mm-hmm.
So,
no, I'm teasing.
Sometimes you have dogs or animals. So something's changed in the house probably in order for that filter to get dirtier than it was the year before. Mm-hmm. So keep that in mind, whether that is something as simple as animals, maybe some people came home. Because remember, dust is dead skin, and that's
gross.
It is. I'm sorry.
I made a face.
It is. Dust is. That's what dust is. So more activity in the house. So if you've got carpets, more people are home, walking around, kicking the pile up, making that move. All that is going to create more dust in the house. People make dust in the house.
People make dust. And okay. Like if you have your windows open compared to having them shut, those things.
Yep. Also, keep in mind that if you've done some projects around the house, so maybe you've done, maybe you're doing a little construction or redoing a bathroom, all those things can create dust. So sometimes people have changed their furnace setting from, maybe they didn't run their fan very much, and now they've turned it on, and it's running more. So the more air circulation, more air going past that filter, the dirtier it's going to get. So could be environmental, could be just from activity. Mostly it's probably activity-driven more than anything else.
Yeah, and so the second part of that question was, does it affect the airflow of my furnace and air conditioner? Well, of course, if it's plugged, right? Like if it's dirty, there's no air getting there.
Yeah.
I knew the answer to that one.
Yes, you did. So we are going to take a small commercial break, and we get back, we are going to Vanessa's going to have more questions for me.
Oh, nice.
So we're
I threw you off. I'm sorry.
That's okay. We're just going to take a short break, and we'll be right back. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show presented by Peter Inch Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. My name is Steve Gilbert, and I am here with Vanessa Holmes Bell. Right?
Nice.
Thank you. So, Vanessa, it's kind of funny because Peter and I have had a long history, but you and I have had a long history, too.
We have. 25 years. I can't even remember. I was 17.
Yeah.
And my gosh. That means it's 30 years. Holy smokes.
Right? Long time.
Blah.
Yeah, you were working for another organization, and and I was a client there. Used to go there at least once, maybe twice a week. So
we worked out together.
We did.
Went to the gym.
Yeah,
they had a little gym there.
Yeah, worked Clint.
Those were the days.
Clint was my Clint was my personal trainer.
Yeah, kinesiologist.
Yeah, made sure.
I don't even know where Clint is these days.
Yeah, made sure that I was keeping myself physically fit.
Yeah.
Yep.
Mentally.
He actually did a good job.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
He did. He's out of kinesiology now, but who knows?
Wherever you are, Clint.
Yeah, Clint.
Say hi. Yeah. Steve Gilbert says hi. Clint, Jack, hope you're doing well. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Right? Kind of funny. And since then, you know, you've traversed different areas, and here you are. Here we are back again.
No.
Right?
Life is funny how it, like, gets you together and then get you back together.
Yeah.
So
it's true.
It's good.
Yeah.
We can kibitz.
No, we can't.
No, because it's not appropriate for the radio. Listen,
and,
you know, you were talking about just personalities a little while ago, and I think we should mention that we did personality testing yesterday.
We did. We had HR...
P for B
in yesterday, Lisa Mitchell. Thank you, Lisa. Did a great job with us. And we did a personnel profile. I mean, it was awesome. We learned about ourselves, and the awareness that went on in the room was spectacular as people opened their eyes and went, that's why you are the way you are.
Yeah, because a lot of us have known each other 10 plus years.
Yeah.
But it was really eye-opening, some of the things that came out, and where our partners and our employees sit in a personality dimensions, and you're right, why they are the way they are, and lots of laughing.
Yeah, lots of laughing. It was quite good. Well, we laugh because most of us are blue.
Yeah. Yeah, most of us want to have fun.
Yes.
Get out of town.
Cindy Lauper.
Yeah. Girls just don't want to have fun. Who knew there was going to be 2 weeks of singing?
Right? Exactly. It's all good. Also, just want to give a shout out to your husband, Phil.
Oh, yes. How come?
Philip J. Just because I like Phil.
He was at the Biz After Five last night taking executive portraits.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Very good. So, we talked about plugged filters or filters that get dirty, right?
Yes.
So, interestingly enough, as a filter gets dirty, we call it loading, which just means a filter allows air through it and stops the bigger stuff like the dust and the pollen and the spores and the allergens and that kind of stuff. So as those holes get plugged because something's in the way, they work around to try to get other areas. So your filter will eventually become 100% efficient, which just means no air can get past it at all.
Okay.
Oh. And when that happens, bad things can happen to either your air conditioner or your furnace. So it's important that you change your filter regularly, whatever that is. If it's 1 inch, we recommend anywhere between 1 to 2 months. If it's 4 inch, anywhere between 3 to 5 months. 5 inch can go about 6 to 8 months. So just keep that in mind.
Right. If something's not, that's the very first question I ask. If somebody calls me and says they have no heat or...
Yeah.
No cooling, I will ask them when the last time their filter was changed. Now,
yes.
If we have them under a maintenance plan...
You'll know that.
I'll know that. But
right.
Those maintenance plans...
Yeah. Yep. Great to have our customers on our maintenance plans.
Listen, I have a couple questions here.
Okay.
So we're talking about air conditioners.
Yes.
And a listener asked, should I wait to buy an air conditioner? Will the price be better or will there be specials on?
So it's an interesting question because we are kind of morphing these days. We're not necessarily calling it air conditioning. We're calling it cooling.
Yeah.
And the reason we're doing that is there's a big, big shift in our industry, in our world today about better ways to cool your home. And an air conditioner does a great job, but we are putting in something called heat pumps these days. And people say, well, why would you put a heat pump in? But it cools. It works just like an air conditioner. What it does, though, it allows not only to cool your home in the summertime, but it also provides some heating in the early and late parts of the winter. And so What we're trying to do is, we call it decarbonization, so we're reducing the amount of natural gas we're using, reducing the amount of carbon tax that you're going to be seeing on your gas bill by running your air conditioner slash what we call it a heat pump, running that more to provide heat in the wintertime. So there's a big shift these days. If I just want to caution you, if you are having companies out to give you quotations on air conditioning, hopefully, I really hope that they're talking to you about a heat pump as well.
Because there's a ton of rebates right now available, yes. Right?
Yep,
no matter where you live.
Yep, ton of rebates going on. And you just need to be conscious of what's going on in the world today and the shift to heat pumps. Companies will be talking to you about air conditioning. They certainly will. But just keep in mind that a heat pump is an air conditioner. And by putting a heat pump in, you're actually not only doing what's best for the environment, but you're also going to benefit from the fact that you're on the leading edge. You're making sure you're going to put a product in which is designed where we are shifting as a culture and where we're going as a country.
Mm. Change is constant.
It really is.
There's many improvements to heat pumps. Like some of our listeners may have listened to you guys back in the 80s. Do you think?
I wasn't on the radio in the 80s. No.
You too young?
Yes. So, much too young. Yeah.
So. But you and Peter, I heard the other day, you used to sell heat pumps back in the 80s. And so lots of questions have come up about the efficiency of heat pumps from the 80s compared to now. Well, of course, technology changes.
Yes.
And here we are.
Yeah. So the heat pumps. Yeah, the heat pumps were great back then. And heat pumps have just gotten steadily better as technology has changed and advances have been made in, we call it the refrigeration cycle and the compressors and efficiency on electricity, all those things have made greater improvements and just the way a heat pump works. So they can work to colder temperatures in Canada these days, where back in the 80s, they didn't necessarily work to the really cold climate that we are experiencing. So all that has changed. And there's lots of information for people. You should, we carry information with us just so you can see third-party information, but you should just Google it and just look to see what's happening around the world with heat pumps.
Yeah. So this leads me to my next question here, because we have some customers calling in, and London had their own heat pump program
in certain postal
codes.
Yes.
So I've been having customers call and ask, do I qualify for the Clean Home Initiative? And they live in St. Thomas. So tell me the difference, because there's one program that's ending the end of this month that is just for London, Ontario, certain postal codes. And then there's another program through the government that you can be in St. Thomas or London.
Yes, there are two programs, and we're gonna have to get to that right after.
I'm trying to run things today.
No, you're not. It's good. We're just going to have to break for a commercial before I can answer that question, because you can't bite into an answer and then all of a sudden have to stop.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can be long-winded at times, right?
No. You're not. That's a blue thing to say.
Isn't it? Oh, my goodness. Wearing my emotions on my sleeve. Anyways, when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. So we are going to just take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back to answer your question, Vanessa.
See you soon.
Okay. Welcome back to the Inch by Inch, the Home Comfort Show, presented to you by Peter Inch and Associates Heating and Air Conditioning. I'm here. My name is Steve Gilbert. I'm here with Vanessa Holmes-Bell, our office personnel.
Yeah.
Personnel, manager, I don't know.
I all the things. Like, remember we talked about hats. I don't know. Administrator, install coordinator.
Many hats.
Yeah.
Many hats.
I'm just here. I'm here.
Anyway, you had asked a question just prior to us going to commercial break.
Yeah. So we were talking about air conditioning, and that led us to heat pumps. And so one of the questions that one of our followers was asking is, if they live outside of London, do they still qualify for the Clean Home Initiative? And we were talking about the fact that there's two programs running right now.
Okay.
One ends the end of March. Another one is for all the people.
Got it. So Enbridge is actually, the Canadian government has allowed Enbridge to facilitate all the programs. So the people who put natural gas in your home are also the people who manage the programs these days. So Enbridge has their own pilot program, which was called the Clean Home Initiative. Okay. And it runs until the end of March, and then it's over. And it was designed as a pilot program. They're gathering information just to see how heat pumps really do work in our climate.
Right.
And does it make sense going forward? And they had run this pilot a couple of years ago, and then they expanded the pilot program. So there 2 years ago, it was just the City of London. And now, this past year, it's been London, St. Catharines, the Sioux, and one other city. I'm sorry, it escapes me. But four cities were chosen to continue that pilot project. And so that pilot project has been running and is about to end at the end of March. So people would have noticed a huge uptake in the amount of social media going around and being contacted by Enbridge just to make them aware that the program was ending.
Right.
And so we got a lot of phone calls because of that.
A ton.
Yes. And we responded to that. But it was only within the City of London with certain London postal codes and with certain restrictions. So that program is just about over. But keep in mind, there is a bigger program that Enbridge is in charge of, and that is the Greener Home Program. So
right.
That's for everybody. So even if you're not an Enbridge customer, you can still gain access to that program. So keep in mind that if you're on propane or you're on oil and you want to put a heat pump in, there is ability for you to access those rebates as well. So it's not just confined to Enbridge Gas customers. But it's for everybody in the province of Ontario. So keep that in mind. Those rebates, there is no posted end date for this program.
I was just going to ask that. That's good.
But you have to understand, when it's governmentally funded, programs can change with little or no notice whatsoever. So the last time the government had something like this, when the program ended, they just gave us 24 hours notice to say it's done.
Right.
So keep that in mind. I'm not trying to, it's not a scare tactic. It's just making you aware that rebates are here today. They can be gone tomorrow.
Right.
What is important, though, is if you are thinking about doing this, this is a process, because you have to have an energy assessment done in your home, and that's done through companies like EnerGuy or Amerispec in the area. You can contact them. They can give you lots of information. You can find it on the website, but it's called Greener Home. And it's not just for heat pumps. It's for solar, for windows, for insulation, all those things that you can do to improve your home and make your home more efficient, because it's all about using less fossil fuels, whether that's natural gas, propane, wood, oil, all of those products. It's just about making your home more efficient, using less carbon, and using a different technology to heat your home, which is going to benefit the environment ultimately.
It's so good.
Yeah.
It's so good. For those heat pumps specifically, customers can possibly get up to $6,500 back, right?
Actually, yes, they can. There's a cost to the assessment.
Right.
And that assessment, so what they do is, I mean, the assessment costs probably about $750 plus tax. And then even though it's a government program, you're still going to pay the tax on it. Sorry.
Right.
And then when you qualify, you'll get the $6,500 back for putting the heat pump, the hybrid heat pump system in, and you'll get $600 back to help you with the cost of the initial assessment.
Which is amazing.
It is. It really is. So some companies are advertising you're getting $7,100 back, but because they're including the $600. But just keep that in mind. There's nothing different from anybody else who may be telling you about the $6,500. $6,500, $7,100, it's all the same.
Right.
It's a good program. They're going to teach you about your house. They're going to show you the efficiency or inefficiencies of your home. And the other programs, you had to do like a shopping list, Vanessa. So they may say, okay, well, yep, you can do your furnace. Yeah, you can. You need to do a window and a door, and you need to improve the air efficiency, the air sealing. Not nowadays. You just have to do one thing.
And
so,
then you get the rebate.
Yes.
That's great. I was going to ask that, because when you do that initial assessment, it's for your home. So if you later that year decide you're going to replace your windows, there might be rebates there for that on top of the $6,500.
Right. So, and also, it's come to my knowledge that that file can be left open for 2 years.
Wow.
So you can go in, have your heat pump done, have them come back, close the assessment off, and then later reopen it within a 2 year period. Now, you're going to have to pay extra for the assessment again.
Right.
But that file can remain open for 2 years to allow you to do improvements. So maybe in year two, you decide, I really want to put some solar panels on my roof. Great. Right. You can reopen the file and access those monies.
So good.
It really is. It's a great program. Obviously, anything we can do to use less carbon is a good thing. So solar panels are a great thing. They can be a bit pricey, but I mean the benefit of creating your own energy and becoming like net zero and using less natural gas or less fossil fuels is a good thing.
Good.
Yeah.
This is great.
So that's that's what the target is.
So great. Yeah.
And so you'll see at the home show here in St. Thomas, you'll see that we have a hybrid heat pump just so you could see what it is. And hybrid just means we're pairing up a natural gas furnace with an all-electric cold climate heat pump. That means that's the hybrid, just like a hybrid car, gas and electricity, and we're putting them together. But you're also going to see...
Is the water heater going to be there?
Yeah, you're going to see a hybrid electric water heater. So that water heater is an electric water heater, but it's got a heat pump technology on top of it. So it's designed to run like a heat pump, takes the heat from its environment, transfers it into the tank to heat the water, and saves you energy. Yeah,
that's
kind of cool. Yeah,
I'm so excited for the home show, Steve.
Yeah,
I really think that that's the one place like we get to share some information that you don't necessarily get to do when you're in somebody's home, right?
And we get to see customers. We get to see people who we've dealt, who we've known for a long time, and they enjoy seeing us. And so that's always about the relational piece, and people like people, and.
Yeah.
And it's just a good environment for people to come around and say hi and just see what we're up to. Yeah.
Listen, do we have time for me to ask you another question?
You only have 1 minute.
Oh, well, it's going to be quick. I just want to know how your holidays were.
Oh, my holidays were great.
I
mean, I snuck away to South Carolina, which you think would be warm, but it was a cold week.
Was it cold?
Yeah. So day one, it was like 2 degrees, but... It was sunny. I still got my golf clubs out, and I still played golf every day. So I played golf Monday to Friday, and we had it was a nice time. I mean, it's the Atlantic Ocean, so there's the beach, and just the view is enough just to put a smile on your face, right?
Lovely. We should tell our Inch listeners about, hey, go check your license and make sure it's not expired.
Okay, we don't have to have this conversation right now because that is taking it just a little too far. But you're right.
Make
sure you check all things before you go away on vacation.
Because we don't have the sticker anymore to
we don't
remind
have the sticker.
Us. So
That's
we're not
right.
going in to anybody.
Yes, don't go away on vacation and then come to the realization that your license is expired.
There you go. We're going to save some people.
We will. Just double check those things. I mean, you always check your passport, but because of COVID, those reminders on driver's licenses and health cards and everything,
they stopped.
So now it's your responsibility. Just check it. You can go into Service Ontario and click on a reminder, and it will tell you, which I've done.
This is good.
So now I'm on the reminder piece of Service Ontario. So keep that in mind. Anyway, when we're not on the radio, thank you, Vanessa, for joining me today.
Thank you for having me. I love being here.
Okay. So when we're not on the radio, you can reach us at 226-499-3752 or always online at peterinch.ca. To listen to this show or any of our shows, to go to peterinch.ca and hit our podcast button at the top of the homepage. And as we say at the shop, life is hard by the yard. Bye from Inch, life's a cinch, and we will see you next week.
I'm not just a pawn in this game.
3 nights a week on Global.
They're putting targets on their back, massive.
Drama.
I guess you could say I'm in a showman.
They're just so in love and so annoying. Enough.
Betrayal.
The guy just put up his best friend now.
And plot twists.
What is happening right now?
You'll never see coming.
If you're coming for me,
this is perfect.
I'm coming for you then.
It'll be a battle.
Like, it'll be war.
Big Brother Canada. All new Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Sundays on Global. Stream on Stack TV.